It's Thursday, the 17th of July, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The 2025 International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition is underway in Windhoek until tomorrow. The event's theme is Building Namibia's Digital Future, Collaboration, Innovation and Capacity Building. Namibian Police Major General Anne-Marie Nainda, who serves as the Interpol Executive Committee Delegate for Africa, is participating.
There are now programs that focus on awareness as it speaks to cybersecurity, and also from the police in our crime awareness campaigns, there is some element of education, but we are not yet there. Our cyber crime investigation units and activities are still in an infant stage because we still are waiting the law to be finalized. But nevertheless, I think all of us as citizens should take responsibility on awareness and all resources that we have now. We are mobilizing it and to address the challenges that we are facing in terms of cyber crime and so forth.
Police in Katima Mulilo intercepted a Zimbabwean bus carrying goods that had not been cleared at the Venela border post. The confiscated items include sweet potato, fertilizer and other undeclared goods. Katima Mulilo station commander, Inspector Charles Mayumbelo, urged the public to comply with customs regulations.
We are not prohibited to bring things from our neighboring countries. We are allowed. But should we do these things illegally or bring them illegally, it's where that long arm of the law comes in. We are warning those ones who are planning, because this trend seems it started long. I am warning whoever is planning to do the same thing. This is a loss because Namrata are not going to leave them unattended.
South African Reserve Bank Governor Lesse Chakanyago said on Wednesday that an African agenda, including climate change and cross-border payment systems, was still due to be discussed by G20 finance chiefs.
In the case of South Africa, the impact of tariffs are in two important sectors, the automotive sector and the agricultural sector. The nature of the response to that shock is not going to be global. It's going to be how South Africa itself responds to that, whether it is negotiating with the Americans and whether it is putting some forms of support for those industries. It is a national response and not a global response. As African central banks, we have decided that we are going to enable the movement of payments across borders. And we do that by building our own systems in the same way that Europeans do the same, in the same way that Asians do the same, in the same way that the Latin Americans do the same. We are doing it not to bypass anybody. We are doing it because it will facilitate trade on our continent.
The nearly 500 metric tons of emergency food, enough to feed 1.5 million children, will be destroyed after sitting unused in a Dubai warehouse. The Trump administration froze foreign aid and shut down USAID in January. The Atlantic reports that alternative destinations like famine-hit Sudan were not considered. Meanwhile, the United States Senate is debating a measure on whether to claw back funding already approved by Congress for foreign aid.
Vice President J.D. Vance had to break the tie in the Senate after three Republicans refused to support the measure, which would affect local TV and radio stations, as well as funding for the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR, slashing around $9 billion from the previously approved federal budget. In response to those concerns, the cuts to AIDS relief have been removed from the bill, which will slash around $9 billion from the previously approved federal budget. Critical votes will be held this week with a deadline of Friday to get the bill to the president's desk. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.